Fantastic to see you, mate, as part of the experience of the Sevens. How's it going as we've got the champs in October there in Foster?
Yeah, look to be building pretty good, Wixie. Like, obviously, this is our first Sevens selection day. However, coming off the back of lots more football this year in the under, like the 15-a-side stuff, and a lot more sort of club and school interest, yeah, we're feeling really confident.
Well, we've talked about having the CHS ladies, and of course, during the week at Waratah, we've finally got something up and running with some of the schools down there, right?
Yeah, mate, Warri Alder will be there, mate, in the under-16s, so, yeah, we're looking forward to hitting down there at Waratah Park.
And what about the quality of girls? They're coming from all over the place when it comes to Central North.
It's excellent, mate. Yeah, it's excellent. Like, there still is, you know, you often see, you know, a few more seasoned players, you know, out there, which is fantastic to see. But it's just great to see the numbers and the keenness. You know, to get nearly 60 girls, that's just in the 15s and the 17s division. We still haven't had the under-13s. They'll kick off at 1 o'clock. So, you know, we'll see where the interest in the younger age group. Yeah, but it's fantastic.
You find it really interesting that we're now starting to push a lot of those sevens girls into the 15-a-side rugby stuff, and is that a real challenge with the game moving forward?
Look, I don't think it's actually a challenge. I think, to be honest, mate, it's easier to turn a sevens player into a 15s player. It's a lot harder to turn a 15s player into a sevens player, okay, in my honest opinion. The skill level that's needed in terms of the catch pass, you know, their tackle, the tackle contest, is so much more intense in the sevens game. So, you know, with the intensity there, I think it just turns them into better players.
Well, you're the Warrior High School teacher, and warm congratulations, man. Your first ever international there with Rihanna Byers. You must have been very proud to see her there at Biarritz, you know, part of the tough gig of being part of the Pearls as well as having a bit of time on the beach as well afterwards. But the experiences she will have out of that and moving forward, and hopefully this time next year she'll be part of the Olympics, but it's a pretty hot team to get into with the likes of Alicia Quirk and Charlotte Kaslik, Sharni Williams and the like.
Yeah, mate, it is a tough squad, but it's just good to see, you know, her get the opportunity to, you know, to show what she's made of, which is always, you know, fantastic. So, yeah, no, very, very...
Finally, what do we need to do? We've got this fantastic thing with 300-400 kids playing rugby here. We see no players as per usual. I know we keep banging on about it, but it's good to see that the Waratahs are coming out with some players at times. While she lives, you know, here all over the place when it comes to the game. And also the Classic Wallabies, of course, going to Moree. That was a fantastic thing, so... Hopefully in the fullness of time the game will get its act together and be able to do more of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, mate, yeah, no, it's fantastic. We just need to get more more people playing and, you know, just committed. You know, a lot of the clubs, you know, we need to work a little bit harder sort of, you know, to get more men playing, more boys playing. You know, the area of growth is obviously in the women's game, you know, at the moment, and we need to do more things to promote that.
Dale, congratulations, all the best moving forward. It's going to be part of the fun, of course, in the Central North in the Sevens, but also it's been part of Warrior High forever. Big foundation, of course, of the Vidar Cup of Court Seven-a-Side Women's Comp within Central North.